St. Paul instructs St. Timothy, "Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity." Upper Room Media presents this Teen Matters talk, praying that it will firmly establish these virtues in the future of our church.
So today we're going to try to answer a question together, and the question is, who are my friends? So I want each of you guys now to look to your left, look to your right, okay, all right, and ask the question, who are my friends? All right, okay. So today we went through the story of the paralytic who was raised, and basically Jesus is in Capernaum. He's preaching in a house, and everyone's crowding around him. Everyone's coming in because they've heard that Jesus is healing, and they've heard that Jesus is preaching, okay? And while they're in amongst this, there's this man who's paralyzed, and his friends have heard about Jesus, and they come, and they want to see Jesus, and they want him to heal their friend, okay? And basically, it's packed, and there's no way to go in, so what do they do? As you guys know the story, they go through the roof, and they go the extra mile for their friend, all right? I've got a question for you guys. Do you reckon this guy was born paralyzed, or do you reckon he became paralyzed like throughout his life? What do you reckon, Danny? Why do you say that? You guys, okay. I reckon he became paralyzed as well. And the reason why I say that is because he had such a close relationship with his friends for them to go that extra mile. And so if he was born paralyzed, more than likely, he would have been considered a cripple. It would have been hard to develop that relationship at that time. So it's fair to say that, you know, he was probably a good friend to them. So the first question we're going to ask today, we're going to ask three, who are my friends, but in three ways. We're basically going to ask about ourselves, ask about the friends we have, and ask about our relationship with God as well as our friends. So I guess the first question is, who am I as a friend? Am I the kind of friend who goes out of my way to build a relationship with my friends? Or am I the kind of person who's a bit of a drainer, just teases my friends, you know, goes to school, goes through the motions, sits next to them in class, kind of not really building a friendship and building a relationship? Or am I the person who goes out of my way to have an encouraging word? Am I the kind of person to go out of my way, and this is a bit of a stretch, but you know, if someone forgets their lunch, am I the kind of person to offer my lunch? If someone's struggling with a question or something like that, am I the kind of person to help them? Or, you know, in maths, and they can't kind of figure it out, am I like, catch up, time to go on to the next question, I'm not going to really help you? Or am I the kind of friend to look to my left, look to my right, and try to encourage and support them? So, I want you guys to think about this paralytic man. I want you guys to think what kind of friend he was, and I want you to think what kind of friend are you, and are you investing in your friends, or are you merely, for want of a better word, a drainer who's not really trying to be a good friend? And I think we need to realize that friendship requires time, it requires energy, and it requires us to be positive. Alright. Next question. Who are your friends? Once again, look left and right. Yeah? Alright. Good. Are your friends the type to lead you to heaven, or are your friends a stumbling block? So we see with these group of friends, their friends are paralytic, they didn't leave him to the side. What do they do? They hear about Christ, they hear about his healing, they hear about his teaching. And what do? They bring him to him. So my question to you, are your friends like that? Are your friends the type to bring you to Christ, to bring you to healing, to bring you to being wholesome? Or are your other friends the type to? I like the fact that there's like, you guys look like you're thinking it's good, but think about it. Are your friends the type to drag you away from Christ? Or are your other friends the type to draw you nearer to him? And also, what kind of influence are you? Are you the kind to bring them closer to Christ? Or are you the kind, once again, to be a stumbling block? I wanted to think of two examples of stories of friends that we have in the church. Have you guys heard of St. Basil? And have you guys heard of St. Gregory? They're very famous in our church for writing the liturgies that we have. And it's very interesting, actually. They were actually very two close friends. And from their friendship, there was great fruit that came out of it. And there's a famous quote that's attributed to St. Gregory at the funeral of St. Basil, where it says, throughout their life, they only knew two roads. One road was to the church, and the other road was to their university or their studies because they were scholars. And so I think that's a good model that we can have as friends. Do I have this single-minded approach where it's basically, I know the church and I know my study? Or am I the kind of friends who we take each other and we deviate from that path and we kind of do whatever we want? I see a lot of questions in this talk, but just think about it. What kind of friend are we? Another example that I really like. You guys know St. Athanasius? You guys heard of him? He's famously attributed to for not necessarily just writing the creed, but being part of the process of writing the creed. You know, the thing where we say, truly believe in one God, that thing. And you guys heard of St. Anthony? Yeah? He's known as the father of the monks. But what you guys might not know is that they were good friends. Not only that, but St. Anthony was in the desert. St. Athanasius heard about him, and he went to him and he spent time with him when he was in exile. And what he did was he wrote a book, called The Life of St. Anthony. And basically, he writes about the life of St. Anthony, and he writes about his philosophy, or not his philosophy, but his way of thinking, why he went into the desert, how he lived his life. And I don't know if you guys have heard of this text called The Life of Anthony, but until today, you find many monks who have read it, have been touched in their lives, and that has led them to give up the world. And so we see from the friendship of St. Athanasius and St. Anthony that bond, it wasn't just a waste of time, it wasn't just passing the time or anything like that, but something good came out of it. I was speaking to a monk from St. Anthony's monastery recently, and I found it very interesting. I like asking these questions to monks, and I like to ask them, why did you become a monk? And he had a very simple story where it was just basically at the age of 12, so maybe a bit younger than you guys. He read The Life of St. Anthony, and he had heard a talk about it, and he read The Life of him, and he was so touched that from that moment on, nothing would shake him from the life of monasticism. And then he kind of described that later on when he went to the monastery, his parents weren't very happy. They brought for him a lady and they're like, okay, you know, you can get engaged to her. They brought him a car and he said to me at that time, you know, cars weren't as common as they are now. They offered him a business and he refused because he had this certainty after having been touched by the book, The Life of St. Anthony. So a couple of things from that. Firstly, the idea of the friendship and what can come out of friendship, but also the fact that from this age, where you are now, you can make decisions and you can make a relationship and a commitment to God that can last forever. A lot of us say, I'm too young, now it doesn't matter, I'll worry about it in the future. But this monk is whatever, 50 years old now and very joyful, very happy with his decision. He made that commitment from such a young age. So I'm not saying for you guys to become monks or anything like that, but take your spiritual life seriously and also take your friendship seriously and assess and think, are my friends taking me towards Christ or are they taking me away? And last question, this time you don't have to look left or right. This one's more looking up. But once again, who are your friends? Is God your friend? Is Christ your friend? Really ask yourself that question. We see that Christ, you know, he's always calling us to friendship, and we know he's our ultimate friend. I want to ask you guys a question. During these holidays, have you guys been hanging out with each other all the time, or have you been at home, and there's that sense of a bit of loneliness or a bit of boredom? Once again, I don't have to answer, but just think about it. And I want you guys to realize that in your life, even though your friends may be around you now, there will come a point, and there comes a point even now, where you are alone, you're alone with your thoughts, you're alone by yourself. And those are the points, and those are the times when you're thinking that you can develop that relationship with Christ. And you can build that relationship and that friendship with him. And it's a friendship that can last forever, and it's a friendship that can support you through a lot of things. Not only that, but all kinds of friends are here. We see from the gospel today, people crowding around him when he says to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven you. They say to him, say to Christ, or what Christ says to them when they sort of murmur in their heart, he says, why do you reason about these things in your hearts? Which is easy to say, your sins are forgiven, or to take up your bed and walk. And so, you know, you can have a friend that's left and right of you, but you can have a friend in Christ who's so much more powerful than that, has his power to forgive your sins, has his powers to heal any kind of hurt that you have, any kind of, you know, brokenness that might be in your heart. And that's really a friendship that's worth investing in. I don't know if you guys agree, but I really think it is. And just like the last point, you know, in the Old Testament, because Abraham was a friend of God, Moses spoke face to face with God, but they didn't quite have the relationship that's open to us. You know, when it says many prophets and righteous men have earnestly desired to see what you see and to hear what you hear, but could not. And yet us here in the church, we have this invitation to have this friendship and relationship with God. As we said with the Una, the saint, the monk, you know, it's not about in the future, but it's about having that friendship now. And so we are invited daily to have this friendship with Christ. We're invited weekly to have holy communion with him and once again build that friendship with Christ. And so don't pass it by. And so I'll ask the question again. Who are your friends? Okay? Once again, left and right of you. Are they the kind of people? Are you the kind of friend to support and encourage your friends? The second question is, are your friends the types of bring you to Christ? And thirdly, are you friends with Christ?
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart, and we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.